The American government claims that the September 11th attack was conducted entirely by 19 Arabs. The government claims that the World Trade Center buildings collapsed because of fire and airplane crashes. The government tells us that an Arab flew a hijacked passenger jet into the Pentagon. The government also tells us that another hijacked passenger jet crashed in Pennsylvania after the passengers tried to fight with the Arabs. However, during the past few years, we have discovered that the American government has lied about many aspects of the September 11th attack. For example, there is overwhelming evidence that both World Trade Center towers and Building 7 were demolished with explosives. Many of you already know that explosives brought down the World Trade Center buildings, so I will not spend much time on this issue. If you want more information, the evidence of explosives is now available to every nation in books, videos, and the Internet. However, I will mention two issues about the explosives that you may not be aware of. The first issue is that a physics professor at Brigham Young University named Stephen Jones recently obtained a sample of metal from the World Trade Center. He analyzed it and discovered proof that a particular type of explosive was inside the buildings. The second issue I want to tell you about is more important. A professor at Davis University analyzed the air at the World Trade Center in the days after the attack. He discovered extremely tiny particles of metal and other material coming from the pile of rubble. These tiny particles are important for two reasons. First, the professor says that the only way these particles can be created is when metal is boiled, and that requires extremely high temperatures. Jet fuel and ordinary fires cannot cause metal to boil. This is proof that there were a lot of explosives in those buildings. The second important thing about these tiny particles is that they were so small that they would penetrate the masks that the rescue workers were wearing. These particles penetrated deep into their lungs. Recent reports show that more than 8,000 people have permanent lung damage because of these tiny particles. Some of them have already died, and others have terrible health problems. Many of the dogs that were helping to rescue people have died also. The American government says that about 3,000 people died during the September 11th attack, but they don't tell us that people are still dying from that attack because of the health problems caused by those tiny particles. Who put the explosives in the World Trade Center buildings? It takes months of planning and preparation to install explosives in three buildings as large as the World Trade Center buildings. This means that somebody had to know months in advance that the World Trade Center towers were going to be attacked. If the September 11th attack was the result of 19 Arabs, that means somebody discovered that the Arabs were planning to fly airplanes into the World Trade Center. There are reports that the Israelis were following the Arabs as they traveled in the United States and were taking airplane flight lessons. There are also reports that the Israelis were secretly monitoring phone calls in America. If the Israeli spies discovered that the Arabs were planning on crashing airplanes into the World Trade Center, they would have sent the information back to Israel. There are reports of the Israeli government warning America that the Arabs were planning on attacking America. This is evidence that the Israelis did discover that the Arabs were planning to attack America. Many people theorize that after Israel warned America, the American government decided to let the Arabs get away with their attack so that they could justify starting a war in Afghanistan and Iraq. This brings us back to the question of who put the explosives in the World Trade Center buildings. Why would the American government want to demolish the World Trade Center buildings? The demolition of those buildings caused an unbelievable amount of damage, death, and health problems. Why would they bother if their only purpose was to justify a war? Furthermore, how could the American government convince American citizens to put explosives into those buildings? Why would the American people be willing to do such a thing to their own city and their own friends and relatives? One possibility is that Larry Silverstein, the landlord of the buildings, was told that the attack was going to take place, and he and his friends decided to take advantage of it by demolishing the buildings and collecting billions of dollars in insurance money. How could Larry Silverstein learn about the attack? Perhaps he learned about it from his good friend Benjamin Netanyahu. News reports tell us that Silverstein was such good friends with Netanyahu that he would call Netanyahu every Sunday on the telephone. If the Israelis discovered that the Arabs were going to attack the World Trade Center, Netanyahu would certainly have been told about it, and he may have told his friend Larry Silverstein. Silverstein may have decided to demolish the buildings and make billions of dollars. This theory seems possible, but why is nobody complaining about Silverstein? In particular, the news agencies have been hiding the collapse of Building 7, and they have been suppressing evidence that explosives brought down the buildings. Why would the news agencies protect Larry Silverstein? Why wouldn't the news agencies investigate Silverstein and try to be the first to expose his crime? If we look more closely at Larry Silverstein, we discover that another of his friends is Rupert Murdoch, who controls many media outlets. This would explain why Murdoch's news agencies do not expose the explosives in the World Trade Center buildings. However, why don't the other news agencies expose Larry Silverstein's crime? If we look at Larry Silverstein's friends, we find that another of his friends is Frank Lowy. Silverstein let Frank Lowy become the landlord of the underground shopping mall at the World Trade Center. Frank Lowy is one of the Zionists who helped fight Arabs during Israel's formation during the 1940s. Larry Silverstein was also friends with Ariel Sharon. And if we look at Rupert Murdoch, we find that he works with the Rothschild banking family, the Oppenheimers, and the Bronfman family. I could continue, but hopefully you see my point, which is that Larry Silverstein is friends with a lot of top Israeli officials, Zionists, media personnel, and bankers. Before I try to make sense of all this, consider that Larry Silverstein does not have the technical experience to demolish the World Trade Center buildings, and he could not have installed the explosives by himself. Only a company with experience in demolishing buildings could take down buildings of such a large size, and only a demolition company could purchase and transport the explosives without arousing the suspicions of the police. This means that a demolition company must also have been involved. One of the most confusing issues about the demolition of the World Trade Center is why would American citizens put explosives in the buildings? Almost everybody assumes that the explosives were installed by Americans, but we have no evidence that Americans were involved. Silverstein is good friends with top Israelis and Zionists. So why would Silverstein ask Americans to destroy their own city? Wouldn't it make more sense for Silverstein to ask Israel to provide the manpower? There are news reports that up to 200 Israeli men were arrested on visa violations before and after the September 11th attack. Rather than investigate these men, they were quietly sent back to Israel. There are also reports of Israelis operating a moving company near the World Trade Center. Some of those Israelis may have been involved in installing explosives in the towers. After they were finished, they went back to Israel. Many people describe the attack on September 11th as an inside job. Most people assume that it was conducted by American citizens in the Bush administration and the U.S. military. But the evidence is overwhelming that the attack was conducted by Larry Silverstein, top Israeli officials, and other Zionists. Most people cannot figure out how George Bush and Dick Cheney demolished those World Trade Center buildings. The reason they can't figure it out is because Bush and Cheney did not demolish the buildings. Dick Cheney seems to have been involved in the attack on the Pentagon, not the demolition of the World Trade Center towers. President Bush does not seem to have played any role in planning or execution of the attack. Instead, he was sent to a school to read a story to young children. Many people assume that the Israelis discovered that the Arabs were going to attack America, that the Israelis warned the American government, and that the American government allowed the attack to take place. The problem with this theory is that there is no evidence that the Arabs played any part in the attack. For example, the security camera videos do not show the 19 Arabs getting onto the airplanes. The government tells us that an Arab hijacked Flight 77 and flew the airplane into the Pentagon. However, no pilot is capable of flying a commercial passenger jet a few meters above the ground in downtown Washington, D.C. The evidence is overwhelming that whatever crashed into the Pentagon was under computer control. There is too much evidence to discuss in a short meeting such as this, so anyone who has doubts about what I say should look on the internet for more information. We do not know the details of the September 11th attack, but we know that the U.S. government is lying, and we know the media is covering up the attack. Nobody has yet figured out who planned and executed the September 11th attack, but there is overwhelming evidence that Americans did not do this by themselves. The connection to Israel and Zionism cannot be overlooked. Actually, the Zionists appear to have been the masterminds. The September 11th attack appears to have been designed by Zionists in order to create anger towards Arabs. It is similar to their bombing of the King David Hotel in 1946, in which they tried to make the British angry at Arabs. What are the Zionists doing to stop this crime from being exposed? The answer is they are trying to confuse people by putting out deceptive information. There are hundreds of people trying to blame 9/11 on the Vatican or on George Bush or on mysterious groups of people such as the globalists. They are trying to shift the blame away from Israel and onto somebody else. When you look on the internet for information about the September 11th attack, please keep in mind that most of the information is coming from people who are trying to cover up the attack and shift the blame away from Israel. The people who talk about the Zionist involvement in 9/11, such as myself and Christopher Bolin, are ignored by most of the 9/11 groups. The Zionists don't want you to listen to me. Instead, the Zionists are trying to put all the blame on President Bush, the mysterious globalists, or the Vatican. We are in a war of deception, so we need intelligence to beat them. Please be cautious, trusting people. People often respond that they cannot do anything about this corruption because they are just an ordinary person of no importance. But everybody can help make this world a better place simply by showing our books, videos, and websites to your friends. So help us educate people. Let's make this a better world.